Thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am in the studio with Rachel Hahn. Rachel, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Fantastic. So, Rachel, you work with Experiencing Piano, which is a program for adults and for children for beginning piano lessons. Tell me about it.
Yes, so I'm the program director for Experiencing Piano, EXP as we call it. We have two separate classes every semester. So one is for beginning kids ages 6 to 9, and the other is for adults of all ages.
Nice. So who came up with the idea for this program?
So this program has existed for a few years now, and it's kind of gone through multiple iterations. But the general idea was to create a program that would invite community members into the School of Music so that they could take lessons and benefit from our wonderful faculty and students, and also provide a space that our pedagogy students, our undergrads and grads who are learning how to be piano teachers, can practice their teaching skills in the classroom.
Very cool. So about how many people do you serve per semester with this program?
So our kids class is pretty small. We limit it to 6 students. We're trying to expand in future semesters to have multiple classes, but right now we just have 1 kids class. So just 6 kids. And then our adult class has 12 students.
Okay, right on.
Yep.
Who's it harder to get to practice, the adults or the kids?
They're both, you know, they each have their own unique traits. The kids are generally pretty excited when we start, but sometimes they usually fall off in the middle of the semester, which is perfectly normal. Any piano teacher worth their salt will tell you that that's part of the job, is figuring out how to motivate students to practice. The adults I love working with because they're usually the ones who have always wanted to play piano and just never got around to it. So they're usually pretty enthusiastic the whole time.
And they're footing the bill too, so that helps a lot.
That also helps, yeah.
So it must be rewarding then to have that big of an impact on the community than just with that kind of a group. That's really cool.
Yeah, I love it. I love, like I said, being able to kind of supervise these young teachers as they kind of learn their way around the classroom and figure out what works and what doesn't, but also be able to expand beyond my normal college students that I teach all day and reach out to the younger students and the older adults from the community.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Walk me through the program for adults. They just come in, are generally fresh, never played piano before? Do you get a lot of returning students?
Most of our students are pretty new. Most of them, if they had any piano, it was in their early childhood days. Maybe they took a year or two and then dropped it. Occasionally, we'll have a few students who are a little more experienced, but maybe they learned all by ear in their childhood, and they're trying to learn more of the reading side of things. So we try to balance the class so that it has a good mix of complete beginners, students who are brushing the dust off from a long time ago, and students who are maybe better at some skills than others. So we meet once a week on Monday nights, once a week for 13 weeks in the fall semester, and then another 13 weeks if they want to return for the spring class. And we just basically create this very casual, friendly environment that all the adults can feel safe to come in, perform for each other, get individual feedback. We have multiple teachers in the classroom at all times, so we can pair up and do small group work, but then also come back together in this big collaborative group and work with everyone at once.
Nice.
Yeah.
So tell me about the clip that you brought.
Sure. So this clip is a sample adult project I created a few years ago. A lot of our adult students come in wanting to learn how to play their favorite pop tunes that maybe they hear on the radio.
Sure, classic.
Yeah, exactly. So I created this project. I made my own arrangement of Apologize by One Republic. And I actually created this version, recorded it with a few friends of mine, Nigel Rivers on bass and King Robinson on drums. And we created this entire soundbite just to kind of demonstrate for the adult students how they could create a piano arrangement and maybe team up with a couple of professional or amateur musicians and create their own little ensemble. So, yeah.
Very cool. We'll give that a listen here. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a really fun project, and every semester when we start off and I play that clip and show the adult students kind of what I did for that project, they're always amazed and they think, oh, I'll never be able to do that in the course of a semester. But a lot of them actually put the work in and really quickly figure out the shorthand ways to make a lead sheet or create a little pop tune arrangement, and they come walking away with some really great personalized projects.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do a lot of them go on afterwards and take individualized lessons?
Yeah, or? We have everything from, we have some students who go on and take private lessons at Mizzou with me or some of the other teachers. We also have students who go out into the community and find their own teachers. We've had students in the past who have said, oh, I don't think I really want to put in the work for regular lessons, but maybe can I learn some things on my own and I'll come back for a month in the summer and take a month worth of lessons just to kind of make sure I'm on the right track. So it's really flexible and there's a great deal of variety what people can do with it after they take our class.
Nice. And do you do a summer session also?
Yes, we have fall and spring classes and then an 8-week summer session.
Oh, so a little more intensive then?
Yeah, a little faster. We meet for an hour and 15 minutes instead of just an hour in the summer. But we do the same kind of curriculum, same individual projects.
Great. And where can they go to find out the information about the classes?
Sure. So in general, all of these classes fall under the community music program at the School of Music. So you can go to music.missouri.edu/CMP. And from there, you can navigate for to the pages for private lessons or the experiencing piano classes.
And are you taking signups now?
Yes, we're now registering. The adult class starts on August 27th, and the kids class starts on Wednesday, September 5th. So they're coming up really quick, but we still have openings in both of those classes. So if you want to sign up, fill out the online registration form on the website, and we will be in contact very soon.
Fantastic. Well, Rachel, thanks so much for coming by and telling us all about the Experiencing Piano program here at EXP.
Yes, EXP.
here at the University of Missouri School of Music. Again, there's two classes, one for adults and one for kids 6 to 9.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.